Chris Cottrell with you on KNEB right now as we get a nice visit with brand new Wesco Zephyrs Legion baseball coach Jeremiah Looper. Coach, first and foremost, thanks for taking a few minutes and congratulations on the job.
Thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate you having me on.
You bet. Let's kind of just start with the process after Coach Moran stepped down. Did you know immediately, or did you have to take some time to think about if this was a position you wanted to pursue?
It was something that Mark and I had talked about over the past couple of summers, and just going through the whole process with the transition with the Legion board, it was something that I was definitely interested in, and I'm excited now to have the opportunity to lead this program.
So clearly, with talking with Coach Moran about things over the few years, maybe a small inkling that he might be getting close to hanging it up. How shocked were you when the announcement came, and did you have any clue it was actually coming when it did?
I did not, and that was something that it was totally Mark's decision, and he, more than anyone, had definitely earned to decide to step away when he did, and I was very thankful that he gave me the opportunity to coach with him and learn from him for a couple of years. It was an absolute blast.
Yeah, what, 26 years for him heading up the Legion program? I mean, that is a long, long time to do something you love. And what were some of the things you learned from Coach Moran in your 2 years out here as an assistant with him?
Just some of the attention to detail in the game of baseball. And one thing that was an incredible opportunity for me was having learned under college coaches and coaching under a high school coach is just getting the opportunity to learn from someone different and gain some different ideas on strategies and ways to approach the game, because there's a million different ways to accomplish the same thing in baseball, and I was very grateful for the opportunity that Mark gave me.
So you went to high school at Waverly, played ball there, pitched at Concordia University for 4 years, you told me, and then you were a coach at the prep and Legion level at Waverly. Where did originally your love for the game of baseball come from?
I think ever since I was a little kid and really realized that it was a game that I was talented at and a game that I really enjoyed. I'm sure there are a lot of us growing up playing catch with our fathers, and that's kind of where it started for me. And the passion that he had for the game definitely wore off on me.
Yeah, a lot of the times it was you walking out to the mound to visit with a pitcher as far as getting some things straightened away mechanically. Is that kind of where you lean maybe strongest to, is the pitching side of things?
Yes, but I also have a lot of experience on the other side. I was a head coach at Waverly for a couple of years, and so my heart kind of is with the pitching side because that's what I did in college. But the whole game, I really appreciate and enjoy the strategy and the chess match of the game, and helping guys understand and learn that side of the game is something that I really enjoy doing.
So not just Coach Moran stepping away, but Mike Jones also not with the juniors program anymore. And I got the message last night that Dallas Liptak will be taking over the head coaching duties for the junior program. What can you tell us about Coach Liptak?
Coach Liptak is going to do an outstanding job. He was someone that I thought of first when thinking about that express job, and I was very pleased to hear that that's the direction that the Legion board went with. He was a part of the program back a few years ago, and especially through some of the really good days that the program had, and his experience with the game of baseball is going to be very beneficial to our young guys in teaching them the game.
With Coach Moran stepping away and now you taking the leadership role running things, what would you say as far as assessing where the baseball team, the program are at right now as you move forward?
As a program, we aren't currently at where we would like to be. And the end goal is obviously every year that we are going toe-to-toe and competing for a district championship. And we got some work to do to get back to there. As you can see from the last few years where we didn't exactly compete on the same level as the Hastings, the North Platte, and the Kearney schools. And so it's all going to start with things that we're doing in the off season, the preparation that our guys have, the time that they put in the weight room. And I'm excited to get to work because I think that that is a goal that is definitely attainable in the near future for us.
Got a lot of names coming back. How do you look at this roster right now? I mean, if you're kind of just projecting forward to the summer months, I mean, what type of team do you think you might have on the field?
I think that we are going to have a good amount of pitching coming back. We'll obviously be looking for some guys from the Express level that have been playing down there for a couple of years that are going to come up and are going to need to step up for us. But very excited to get to work with some of these guys that we have had last year. We had a good mix last summer of some younger and older guys, and we're looking for some of those guys that were kind of young last year to take on a leadership role this year.
I've asked Coach Moran this question before, but and I'm sure it's affected maybe an individual player or two from certain communities coming to play for the Zephyrs, but it's got to be a positive when you look around and see all the communities here in the Panhandle starting back up with baseball. It started with Gearing back in the day when with Rick Kinneman getting back involved and getting their program to where they're at each and every year. Bridgeport's playing baseball. Morrill's playing baseball. Alliance, Shadron, Kimball, a lot of these communities playing baseball. And even though that might keep you from getting that one or two kids from some of those programs every once in a while, it's got to be a positive overall for the game and the region, don't you think?
Oh, yes, most definitely. And just baseball, in my biased opinion, being the greatest game in the world and the greatest game to teach life lessons to our kids, the more kids that we can get that are playing, the better. And the opportunities that some of these programs now have to play and compete with each other in the summer is just nothing but a positive.
And a little bit in jest here, did you learn the tricks of the trade on that cut the corner play there at third base from Coach Moran?
Yep, that was a pretty good one. That was a pretty good one. So we had a pretty good laugh with that.
I would say so. Jeremiah Luber, brand new head Legion baseball coach for the West Coast Zephyrs, taking over for Mark Moran, who stepped down at the end of this last summer. Coach Luber, congratulations on the position. You got to be in this spot now where you got to deal with my phone calls all the time. So I hope we stay as friendly as we have been moving forward now that you got to put up with the media like this.
Oh, most definitely, Chris. I definitely appreciate it.
All right. Congrats on the job. Thanks for the time here on KDB, and we'll catch up with you down the road as spring and summer months get a little bit closer, Coach.
All right. Looking forward to it, Chris. Thanks a bunch.